Opening your heart and home to a crossbred dog, also known in some parts as a mutt, is like opening a beautifully wrapped package on your birthday. You just never know what you're gonna get, but with a little luck, you might even get a Labradoodle. Welcome to Pet Tales on Radio Daddy-O. I'm Jay Ginsberg. The last time I went up to Portland, Oregon, I found some friends of mine, Isaac and Claire, had acquired a puppy. They named him Frank. He's what you call a Labradoodle, or as some call him, a Doodle. It's a breed that combines, hopefully, the best traits of a poodle and a Labrador Retriever. Well, I just had to meet him. Let's see, how should I put this? Pure fun and energy, this guy, Frank. And boy, are Isaac and Claire in love with each other and Frank. The poodle lab mix often means you're off and running to have a smart dog that learns quickly. And did I mention cute? Oh yeah. Go downtown with Frank and the kids practically line up to shake hands with the guy. And of course, with Labradoodles, he's known to be a little nutty at times. But lucky for Frank, his people began socialization and training early on, using positive reinforcement techniques like praise, play, and food. It's often assumed that a crossbreed will combine the best of two or more breeds. But honestly, genetics don't always work that way. But luckily for Frank, it did. That's a good thing. Should you be interested in a doodle? I can understand why. They're just so much fun. But you need to know that crossbred traits are not fixed, so there's no guarantee that the Labradoodle puppy you purchase, up to $1,000 from some breeders, will fall into the desired weight range or be as sweet and cool as, well, my furry friend Frank. Simply because they have poodle in their heritage, Labradoodles are often promoted as being hyperallergenic. Some breeders will ask you to lay down a lot of dough for a dog that you've been assured will be hypoallergenic or healthier than a purebred. Well, that's debatable. At their best, Labradoodles just like Frank are intelligent, friendly, and affectionate. And whether small, medium, or large, Labradoodles always need a good walk or active playtime. I mean, every day. Doodles are certainly athletic enough to participate in dog sports like agility, fly ball, obedience, and rally. And take note, they can also be excellent therapy dogs. If you enjoy a dog like Frank, start your Labradoodle search at your local shelter or try petfinder.com. You'll be surprised, Labradoodles are often available. And if you choose to buy one, be sure to select a breeder who's done health testing to ensure that your puppy won't carry any genetic diseases common to both breeds, poodles and golden retrievers. Big vet bills, let's not do that. And that's Pet Tales on Radio Daddy-O. And a big shout out to my friend Frank out in Portland. What a guy. I'm Jay Ginsberg.